Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
I'm guessing by Thursday, we won't even be talking to each other because we spent so much time with each other in the last week. Over the weekend, we had our Bert's Big Adventure Conference where we get to hang out with each other, the whole staff, all of us here, Bert's Big Adventure. Of course, the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. And the Bert's Big Adventure staff is there. Also, all our videographers are there. So we hung out all weekend with each other. And it's a really fun weekend for us all because we all get along so well. But dang, I've seen your faces way too much.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, last week, saw you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Now we're back here.
Yeah.
Every day.
From time to time, you guys will ask us like, hey, do you guys hang out with each other after the show also, right? You guys must be best friends after the show. We spend more time with each other in the studio or at work talking to each other than we do our significant others. So going out and like hanging out, we're all done with each other at the end of the day.
Need a little break?
Yeah, need a little break.
That's okay, nothing wrong with that.
Right?
And
yeah.
It's not like your typical office where like everybody's kind of doing their own thing or whatever. No, we're forced to talk to each other for 4 hours straight at that. So we're kind of out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there are times where I could say to my girlfriend, you know what, I'm just feeling a little quiet today. I'm a little talked out. Is that cool? And she'll be like, oh, baby, it's totally cool. I get it. We can't do that for 4 hours.
No.
Like, Mo can't come in here and go, guys, I just don't feel like talking this morning.
You know, I'm a little introverted. I need some space.
Yeah. No. Too much extroverting this weekend. Yep. Need to be quiet. It was a really fun weekend. And in between learning about all the kids and making sure they're safe on the trip, we do have some fun. And there was some heated ping pong going on.
Yeah, so I realized that the place we were staying and that fits everybody had a pool table that also converted into a ping pong table. And I'm like, you know, all the years we've been doing this and coming here, I don't think we've ever had a ping pong tournament go down. So I set up the ping pong table, and I was just like, Mo, you're up.
right as I was finishing my second drink. It was a good strategy.
Yeah, right? Mo, you're up. And so we started playing ping pong, and this lot is so freaking competitive.
It's heated, man.
Like, if we can, you know, like, find time, and if we're not sick of each other, we really do need to do a ping pong bonding outing together, because I beat Mo the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I beat Tommy the second round.
Wow, really?
And then Mo, it was so funny because Mo came back. He's like, all right, come on. And I'm like, I need a breather.
Focus.
For some reason, I was sweating.
Yeah.
I was out of breath.
It's funny because at first it started off what seemed like just a friendly game, not thinking much of it. And then as I was sitting over there and Kristen beat me, I was like, no, I have to avenge that. I can't let this happen this way.
That's not going to sit well on your heart.
So she was like, I need a breather. I was like, no, you're the champ. It doesn't work like that. You do not get a breather. And then and then we played.
Uh-huh.
That's when like I had to take my hoodie off. I was sweating. Uh-huh. We were both sweating.
Yep.
I needed a Gatorade break. It got real. And then me and Tommy played.
Yeah, because you beat me. So then you became champ.
Yep. Then I beat Tommy. And then I beat Amanda. And I don't know who was next. After that, I was tired.
Amanda told me that she played pretty well against you. So then she and I hit. Was it 11 to 8?
I don't remember this.
That's what she said.
She has some moments. That's the thing. When she played seriously, she was actually really good. Which caught me off guard, and I think she got like 5 in a row, and it became a good game.
Yeah, then she was popping off a little bit, so I said, okay, well, let's go for it. And then I don't know that it gets any more competitive between people than the relationship between either girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, because I did not want to win. I did not want to lose that. I really did not.
So who, yeah, because I missed the game between the two of you.
Yeah.
So who ended up coming out victorious?
I beat her by 2.
Oh, okay.
But there was, she did. She went on that damn run.
She got
that mad run.
She
that
has
made
a
me
run
real,
enough.
Real nervous. But because I had, you guys remember, I had that ocular stroke, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I can't see out of a quarter of my right eye. So I'm already like, I got a built-in excuse if this thing goes sideways.
Uh-huh.
But nobody's going to buy that if I lose. But if you guys are going to, if we're going to do a bigger tournament based on what I saw from myself and you guys this weekend, I would like to get in on that.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
But the stakes got to be high.
And we got to get a place with some AC because we need this.
And some decent lighting too,
yeah,
man. Because one side
lighting.
Of that table was great, and the other one was living on the dark side of the moon.
And it was like stairs on one side too, so you had to keep chasing the ping pong ball every play.
It was super, super fun. And I want to let you guys know that are donating to Burt's Big Adventure. And I said this to the staff before we took off. Also, is that your money is in really good hands, and your kids are in really good hands. This is a very buttoned up, fun staff. I mean, it's the same kind of chemistry with Burt's Big Adventure that we have here on the Burt Show, where everybody gets along with each other and everybody understands the mission, and there are no selfish players in the whole thing. And as I looked around there and I saw all the smiling faces and I saw all the prep work that went into presenting us, all the families and what their stories are and what perhaps we have to look for medically on the trip, I did for a moment think, man, you guys are giving us $1, $5, $10, or $100. I assure you that your hands are in really good. Or your money is in really good hands, because they have busted their ass to make sure that this trip is going to be great. And it's only 15 days away.
That's bananas.
Crazy.
We are right there.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.